Okay, we're starting with the third shiur on Hilchos Sukkah.
The third shiur is Tafresh Chavav, Sif Gimel. 2 points from previous shiurim. One is that I have mentioned that when we were learning Hilchos Etzilus Yadayim, that I remembered that there was something not quite kosher about making Hametzilus Yadayim before Alos HaShachar. And I said I would try to find, we said, but it's certainly not mashma like that. It's not mashma that way from the Mechaber, Mishneh Berurah. So I said, so I looked around and I searched, and I can't recall where I got that from. So, until further notice, it's a mistake. And therefore, when you get up in the morning, even before Alos HaShachar, you go to the bathroom, presumably. So you should make on the tilos yadoyim on asher yotzar, and then alokai neshamot nesatadi and bichas haTorah. You're going to be learning, even if you're not going to be learning. But that's the on the tilos yadoyim should always be said. I'll say their habrachas at the very least. It should be said as part of davening. So if you're not going to be davening chakras, at the very least, you'll be saying like a few brachas, as I say, asher yotzar alokai neshamot nesatadi, and then bichas haTorah.
It's only going
to go
to the bathroom.
What?
It's only
going
to go to the bathroom
before you die.
Well, I'm
sorry?
You don't
have to have a tish diet
so early.
If you're not, no, why? That's not the case. On the tish diet, you say according to both Sheetus, Rosh, and Rashba, even without going to the bathroom.
No, if you know you're going to use the bathroom again before davening, it's two hours later, whatever it is, then you wouldn't say on the tish diet. You said if you know you're going to use the bathroom again,
then you should wait with Alos HaTilus Yadayim until then.
Okay.
That still holds true. We're not talking about Alos before Alos HaShachar. Okay, next. In Siv Beis yesterday, it is really something I sort of glossed over yesterday. It's something that's really a shver. I looked around, I was not able to find the Yisha for it. I have to go back and learn the Gemara with the Rishonim and this and see. I didn't have time, it's too much time. And that is that Machab is talking about chopping down the tree. So he starts off, if he cuts down the tree to make it kosher, so it's fine. So if you're just reading, but you have to shake each branch, because of Tasav Alomana Osir. So if you were just reading the Machaber, so, you know, okay, you chop down the tree to make it kosher, that's fine. So that's good as it stands. But the Mishneh Berurah, writes a whole piece in Sifkat Yud Gimel where he says that that's a chiddush, that you can cut down the tree. And the chiddush is that when you had the elon on the tree, it was when you had the elon on the sukkah, it was basal. So it's not called Tasav Lomana Osui because you chopped it down. Hashem Schach. But you can't just chop it down. You have to shake it around. It's not clear to me what that combination is. Why the Mishneh Berurah had to say this? Mechaber stands fine on its own. Mechaber doesn't make an issue out of chopping it down. He says if you chopped it down, so it's good, but you have to shake it. So there is an inyan that Nianua perhaps would not be a complete asiyah. That's what I alluded to yesterday. That it's only an asiyah in conjunction with the chopping down being a maisa also. But this really doesn't hold true as we go through Hilchos Sukkah Mitzvah Shem. We'll be seeing that Nianua is a complete maisa in terms of creating, avoiding the problem of Tasav Alomana Osu. So it's not clear here why the Mishneh Berurah wrote Sif Katan Yud Gimel, and if it's true, then how does it combine together with the Nianua? I'm going to leave it as Sorech Iyun. So then we can go later. Sif Gimel. We did have, though, in Sif Beis, that in the Ramah, that you could make a sukkah, it's perfectly okay to make a sukkah under a roof, and then to take away the roof, and then to take away the bias. That's not a Tasav Lomana Osui problem, because here everything's kosher. It's a Dover Chitzoni that's creating a problem. Taking away the Dover Chitzoni is not tasav lo mana osi problems. If the thing you're creating is has all the ingredients in it, it's inherently a kasher sukkah. You would not be yotze if you sat on it because there's problems around. It's under a roof. But you made a kasher sukkah. So when you remove the problem, you're fine. It's not ta'asev lo mina asa, because you made a kasher sukkah. That's what we learned in the Ramon Siv Beis. Now we'll be seeing further along those lines in Siv Gimel. Also sukkah lamata babayas tachas hagag sheesiru ha'afim. Ha'afim is tiles. So he made a sukkah after they took away the tiles of the house. They were removable tiles. Okay, so they took away the roof of the house and he made a sukkah. So that's fine. That's good. Athal Kor, you say a guy has one of these pulley systems, you know, and he took away the roof and he made the sukkah. Athal Pisha Nisharu Adayna, it's Madakim Shara Ofim Munacham Aleihem, he's still left with the slats of wood which the tiles would sit on, which are puzzle schach. Why are they puzzle schach, you'll ask? They're wood, and it's fine, because they were put on the where they are. Not l'shem tzeil. They weren't put there in order to provide protection from the sun. They were put there in order to provide a base for the tiles. So they are pasul l'schach, because that's why they were put on the roof. And you are making the sukkah underneath those slats of wood, which are still there, even when you took away the tiles. Kesheira, it's okay. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says, ha'itam adakim shekor in latish. I think there's an English word that's pretty close to that. You could even sit under the place where the directly under these slats of wood. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Chiddush, you wouldn't know it if you just worked in the Chabad. But the pshat is, again, let's say you have slats of wood on your sukkah. Top of your sukkah, and they are perfectly the material's fine, but they were put there l'shem tzeil. They were not put there l'shem tzeil. They were put there to rest the tiles on. So it's possible schach. Let's say you now decide, you know, so let it be there l'shem tzeil. So that's fine. You could theoretically activate a l'shem tzeil with just a thought process, but you run into tasav lo mina osi problems. Now, you could make it be l'shem tzeil. The problem is, it can't just be l'shem tzeil. It has to have been made l'shem tzeil. The sukkah has to have been made l'shem tzeil. You understand? You always have two problems. When you learn the sukkah tomorrow, you could have posel l'schach. Let's say you put something on your sukkah, not l'shem tzeil. So that's not a tasav lo mina osi problem. That's a puzzle schach problem. Schach has to be put on l'shem tzeil. If you later decide, let it be the l'shem tzeil, now you have a tasav lo mina osi problem. You didn't make it in the proper way. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that these slats of wood became kosher schach. Why? Kibun she'osa ma'aseh, taking away the tiles, the heser or ofin, in order that you make the sukkah, so now you want the slats to be there l'shem tzeil, and your action of doing that is taking away the tiles. It's when he, in other words, obviously he's talking about that when he took away the tiles, he had in mind that the slats should remain l'shem tzeil. It's a big chiddush, but that's what he's saying. That if you have things on the roof and you take away, you do an action, and your action is to make it a kosher sukkah, then the remaining material you now mean should be l'shem tzeil, and that's not called tasav lo mina osi. That's a maisa. That's a maisa hamachshir, taking away the tiles in order that you have a kosher sukkah.
So why is the cutting the tree not the same thing?
The cutting the tree is a problem. Some Rishonim hold it is. Some Rishonim hold it is, and some Rishonim hold it's not. The Pella and the Mishnah Berurah was this combination. But some Rishonim hold cutting the tree is an Isa. You have to learn the sugya to it. So the sugya to learn the language of sugya, and the Rishonim is a little bit more with the Ritva and the Ram, and it's a difficult sugya. It's a Magid Mishnah, it's a sugya, it's a full sugya. And we're not doing it on that level. So it's a Mishmak sugya, it's a hard sugya.
What about the bamboo that you
get? I can't do that. We got to learn the Mishnah. I'll be glad to answer your question after the Shia.
Yeah.
Human chose from Maisa Mesa or Rabbin Hashem Asiya Sukkot Itzel. Harayza Kilu Osa Maisa Mekufa Etzim. It's like he did. So the Mishabur is learning Pshat in the Mechaber that the slats of wood have been rendered into Kosher Schach. The Hiskin on the Shem Sukkot in the Skashru. Abel indeed, Im Lo Hei Sora Ofim Zey Lasa Shom Sukkot. And the Kachay Suni Koydim Benuya Belo Gag. He just had the slats there maybe waiting for the tiles, but he didn't take off the tiles. So, but they weren't put to the Shem Sale. They were put to the Shem Building. Even shall also show mice for God will say I see a sickle at sale and came no eight more our chorus ain't stock possible mamish. So the slats of wood or beams are possible stock because they weren't put to the shame sale. And now you have to discount because we go with the second shita. They might be chams from Ruben Mitzilsa, but we possibly have to discount the area shekinegdom. And then you have to see if you have Tzilsa and Ruben Mechamsa without the area of the slats. The dino kamoshe kosin sifalof tabi ilon b'haynu kol shein aschak kosher rovel kol kach. If you don't have so much schak kosher, actually you're not memedik kashir or etim adaka mametzol leiv. If you deduct the place of the slats, ye adayin tzel asukum ruben mechamsa, then it's possible. The yesh me'akodim shemachmirim b'zeh. This is a big kiddush that the slats become kosher schak. The sovereign the b'chol davnei. In any event, even if you remove the tiles. Not like the Mechaber says. The Enon, we require Shafilu Yinotel Kenegat of Eitzim Shura Tzilsum Ruba Mechamsa. That you have to discount Kenegat the slats. The slats will remain possible Schach. Not like the Mechaber. Okay, for Emes, the truth is, Mishabru says, the Stam Sukkos, Kumo Shalonu, Shurgilu Mechasas Kola Sukko, we have way too much Schach on our Sukkos, right? We cover it, Mamish, we blanket it with Schach. So don't worry about it. The Chavad, usually, under normal circumstances, you'll always have more, you'll always have Tzilsum Ruben Mechamsa, even if you discount, like I have on the top of my sukkah or my kitchen, the neighbor has these iron bars, what's it called, jutting out. It juts out. So you have to discount connected the bars. The bars are possible stuff. So as he says, don't worry, usually you'll have Tzilsum Ruben Mechamsa without those things. The Vade Bechoshi of Gavli, I don't know why they built it that way. You're supposed to build an Eretz Yisrael line that you go straight up. They pushed out that window, right? They made bars, they have flower pots there. I make them take away the flower pots, but I'm left with the bars. Flower pots already take up a lot of volume. So they take away the flower pots for Sukkot, but the bars are there. The Vade Bechol Gavli Yisrael Tzulsum Ruben Mechamsa Bekosher. Don't worry about it. Okay, but you are going to worry about it, the Mishnah Berurah knows, or at least he hopes. They look as if they call us sveikas. You don't want to be nervous all sukkas. It's bad enough you're nervous about the spot on your escrow, and you're nervous about your lulav. It looks like it's split, and you're not sure is it split, it's not split. So you go around nervous all sukkas anyway. So what are you going to worry about your sukkah for? The Mishnah Berurah says, Yiroa shei revach ben oetzum adakin ben echad lachaveiro yishir shlosha tfachim. So just make sure that you have so few eights, make sure you have like three tfachim, so you don't have a problem of love, maybe, you don't have any problems, and just, that's all, make sure they're very few and far between. Ooh, that's an idea. So then, even if they are within three tfachim of each other, arezu ksheira, the ain't no rim can love, but you don't have a love problem. She had start for kolo eitz of you nechshavim ke eitzach od rochav mischach apostle yosef marbo tfachim shepaisel besudin the book of the Torah on the base. This mission happens to be a fellow in case you're following, because he says later that you do not say love with mechumra, and you don't have a problem if you have apostle schach within three tfachim of each other. You don't say it's like the whole space is filled up, which is the concept of love. Here he seems to say you do have a problem, so we can't go into the...
What is this case of Alatish?
He says if they're within three tfachim of each other, you could theoretically have a problem. Here he does make a problem out of Lobud L'chumra, as it's called. even though later on in Hilchos Sukkah, he says, it's not him, it's Rishonim, so you don't say more than Hilchos Sukkah. So we can't go into it. Life is more complicated than this year. Anyway, so he says, you won't have a problem if you are misakech on top of the slats, because if you have kosher schach between the pasul schach, then for sure you don't say marvel, because it's filled up with kosher schach. That's what he says here. He mentions schach kosher, munif meneyan, aim it starful. But this is a shver mishnah brura, because later on in Hilchos Sukkah he says, you never have to worry about lovud mechumra when you have pasul schach within 3 tefachim of each other. Okay, hagah. V'cheimutu lasas ha-sukkah. Ah, you could even make the sukkah takas ha-gadol, so asuyus liftoach ha-lizkor, right? You have a pulley, and you have a roof, and you can lift off whatever it's called, I forgot the name. But what's it called? The
spot.
The
pulley.
The slot. Slot, right. Yeah. So if you have panels, let's say, that open and shut, so that's not a problem. But the soyim they have yeshamim, the lachol leplayskon, b'afil beyond the show yeshamim leplayskon. In yeshulim tsirim, you know, it's not binyan and stira. If it's on a pulley system, you know, the little shabbos to understand why. Shesover b'seach man, they have the lishim stira binyan, but beyond the lishim tazuk leimin osli. Right, that's not tazuk leimin osli because your sukkah is fine. You just have something on top of it that's problematic. How many times have people benched and then looked up and said, I don't know if it ever happened to you, but it happens all the time in America. People use it a lot because it rains. Okay, so what the point of the Ramah here was that you can make the sukkah under these panels that have a pulley system. So it seems like a kosh game from the previous Mechaber remark, where he said you can even make the sukkah under a roof, mabusha roof, and then take away the roof. Here he's just saying you can make it under the pulley system. So let's see the Mishnah Brura. You see, this is a big chiddush. And some are machmir here. Wrote so well, the Mishnah Brura says in Sifton Yudches. I think the bowl chain seduros you can make the sukkah. If it's raining, it would be a very good idea. Below mikri tasha belomana osui, canal besigbeis baga. The da. You should know the das habach lahachmir b'zeh. In this case, shetzorech liftoach thousands hagad kodem shemasake. You have to open up the panels on the pulleys when you're putting on the schach, or else you have a tasav lomana osui problem. That when you put on the schach, at that point in time, the sukkah was bustle, and now you open up the panels on top, and tasav lomana osui. So that's what the Bach holds. You have to be machmir. But why should we be machmir? And since days it said it's good, no one was machmir there. So zip down to the Shaar HaTziyun, to Chavav. The Taimam, their reason is, I hope everyone has it, so it's gotten Chavav, host Chavav, say, in Shaar HaTziyun. The Yesh, not Shaar HaTziyun, Shaar HaTziyun. The yesh b'zeh chashash m'shem tazuk l'omana osui kivin shem eish yefsikech hoya shalo kedin t'hoya tachas dat sogur v'ayim b'mogen Avram shem achale d'in yoneinu l'odomi l'hod d'le'el b'agot tziv beitz. Why here is there someone being machmir and in tziv beitz no one was machmir? D'in yoneinu kivin she osui l'ftoach v'lisgar ha'psicha lo mikri maisa choshuv v'avi yaschach tazuk l'omana osui. Oh my goodness, so now the Shaar HaTziyun gives us a whole new perspective on Siv Beis. When you learn Siv Beis, you say to yourself, that's not Tasav Lomana Osui, because the sukkah was kosher. There was just a problem, a chitzonistika problem. Remove the chitzonistika problem, and there's no problem. Now we see that the Bach holds that is a problem. And the only reason Siv Beis was good was because taking away the roof was called a Maisa Choshuv, and it was not Tasav Lomana Osui because taking away the roof was called a Maisa. And in the pulley system, maybe since it's open, shut, open, shut, open, shut, so opening is not called a Maisa Choshuv to make Ois Tasav Lomana Osui. So according to the Machmirim in Siv Gimel's Hagah, you have a whole new perspective on the reason of Siv Beis's Hagah. You have to learn a whole new chat. Normally, right? Yeah. I won't go through the cheshbon again, but I hope you understood. That's only according to the machmirim. If you don't go with the machmirim, so then you hold. It's always okay to build the sukkah if the sukkah's good and it's possible for a chitzonius nigger reason. It's not called tachav lo mina osui when you remove the chitzonius nigger reason. Okay, let's continue with the Mishnah Berurah. The Yimshachach, if he forgot, according to the Bach, at least, there's no way to, my goodness, you're going to have to open up the panel, and you're going to have to shake the whole schach. You're going to have to like move it around, up, down. As we had in Siv Beis. If he puts schach on a roof, but that was not a zaitika problem. That was never kosher. That there was no kashrus there because the covering was on top of the roof. And they shall hoyu shem sukta laschach shall atikra mitchila. He mitchil hoyu kan defamas. I'm sorry. He says if you do it before there were walls, he mitchil hoyu kan defamas. What does he mean? Oh, if you see the atikra, he means there were no walls to the schach. In other words, if you put something on top of the roof and then you take away the roof, but beforehand there was nothing. You just had a layer of kosher schach on top of the posel schach. So that's for sure nothing. So then you certainly take away the roof and then you have to pick up the schach again and put it back down. Okay, you can open and shut it. Because of al sukkos yonke, the zem mutter, afilu adasu machmir, and amal, kimin shenasu mitchkila behemsher. He's saying that even according to the Bach, you're going to say, oh, wait a second. So if I close it on Yom Tov, and now I open it again, then why is my sukkah kosher? If it starts raining, no, the Bach says, build it when the panel's open. Don't build it when it's shut. That could be not. He says, wait a second, according to the Bach, after I built it, it's fine. So that's what he speaks out here. Don't think that when I shut the panels, I've made now a posel of sukkah, and when I open the panels, so it's hasav lo mina osui. So I ruined my sukkah for the whole sukkah. No, I feel that as a machmir, once it was built, before he built the sukkah, that's okay. That's certainly not, nobody holds that hasav lo mina osui. Once you've built a kosher sukkah, then it becomes possible for a zait, a chitzonius sticker reason. Then everybody's molded. Then you just remove the chitzonius sticker reason. You don't have to go back and pick up and down the schach. Sirim makes it put to the du'a nyantim, that the pesach is like the du'a. Ubein lehem sir shorah l'dayakum. This is a heavy, heavy halacha. This has to do with shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. That you can tell a goy to take it off. This is already heavy. Okay. V'moyek ha'ashon ha'kuvim b'masmerim shapsichosin osam min ha'torah. V'shokach l'poisim at kneisus yomta. What do you do if you have to tell a goy to do a melacha d'oraisa in order that you can sit in the sukkah? If shorin l'poisim at the yakum b'ainu sukkah heret b'dal yomta v'rishin v'shem shvus b'mokum mitzvah. You really can't. You say, you go in, the wind blew off most of your schach. What are you going to do? You can't put on schach on Yom Tov, it's binyan. Okay, I'll tell a guy to do it. Not allowed to, believe it or not. Now we tell Goyim, we're a little too makel in Amir al-Akam, or we people are. But he's saying, you can't tell a guy to go do a sukkah on Sukkos. Very schwer to be makel. I am before Yaakov Ashkelon, who had been Ashmoshes, there the Vadi Yeshokim Zer, the Yaakov. To tell everybody to do it, being Ashmoshes, and you have to remember this comes up, because they always, it's come, it's always been Ashmoshes, and this guy, there's always, in America, there's always some big wind on there, Sukkos, everyone knows Sukkos. Okay, so now don't sit when it's closed though. The tzorech lizoher, be careful, this is very common occurrence. When it's open, make sure it's 90 degrees, what do you call it? Make sure it's up. Because if it's like this, you got a problem. The Torah says, "Zorah Shiva Gagas Niftachim Heitei Lamud Begoba Veshavim Adfanos." It should be even with the walls going up straight. V'lo Yimutin Ketzas Al Aschach. Don't have them leaning over the Aschach. Shemi Yimutin Ketzas. You can't sit under there. Usually you won't be able to sit under there. You'll have to send your wife to sit under there. Because of the Gadam is a temporary man gimel. Mezuzah b'sukkah potur. You don't have to put a mezuzah on your sukkah. Umash b'chedesh al kol hashanah shador bo tamid. What about if you have your living room and on the sukkah you take away the ceiling, right? You have the removable ceiling. And you put on schach, so you know, I feel lucky, but you lived there a whole year, really. Technically, you worked it out that it's kosher because you took away the roof and you put on schach. But it's the same like the room that you lived there a whole year. No, now it's a sukkah, it doesn't need a mezuzah. Feel lucky, the sukkah's ptura. The Meshiva Yamam, laf kvam, they greet. Okay, Meshishul Shnechadron Zelothin Yzeh, and all of Mechedro, the sukkah, Hezuch HaSukkah Tzarech Mezuzah Mishim Chedro. If you're walking through the living room to get to your room, so it does need a mezuzah because it's a passageway, a Pesach. In order to sukkah lechedro b'inyin shapesuch lechedro ha-sukkah, yishlam yishchayivu b'mezuzah lechedro ha-sukkah tzukkah shuchu rabin. Okay, that's Rukhus mezuzah, we won't go into that. And here's a question for you. You have a living room with a removable roof. Take away the roof like a good boy. Put on the sukkah like a good boy. And you stay there a whole sukkah like a good boy. You have to sukkah, so take away the sukkah and you put it back on the roof. And why don't you have to take off your mezuzah and put it back on? Mezuzah was also in the Tatsim Loman also. Your mezuzah was on this living room when it was posel, when it didn't need a mezuzah, when it was potter from mezuzah, and now you should have to take away the mezuzah and put it back. Now you can say, eh, hey, you do, but people don't. The question is, exactly why not? You don't really have to think about it. It has to do a lot with the mezuzah, but we'll start to go also, but it's an interesting point. Okay.